and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 10th of December, 2007. It's the birthday of the poet Thomas Lux, born Northampton, Massachusetts, 1946. Author of Traveling Exhibition of Torture Instruments, The Oxymoron Sisters, Walt Whitman's Brain Dropped on Laboratory Floor, and many other poems. It's the birthday of the poet Carolyn Kaiser, born in Spokane, 1925. Her mother encouraged her to write poems. By the time Kaiser was 17, she'd published one in The New Yorker. But she felt suffocated by her mother's encouragement, and after her mother's death, Kaiser said, "At last I could write, without pressure, without blackmail, without bargains, without the hot breath of her expectations." It's the birthday of Emily Dickinson, born in Amherst, Massachusetts, 1830, dropped out of Mount Holyoke to take care of the family house when her mother had a nervous breakdown. She hated housekeeping, dusting, and hosting all of the men who stopped by to talk politics with her father. She watched as her friends got married and moved away. She became more and more isolated from her community, in part because Emily Dickinson did not consider herself to be a Christian and did not go to church. Biographers have tried to find some other reason why she would have withdrawn from the world, suggesting that she may have fallen in love with the man who rejected her, but there's no definite evidence for that. We do know that Emily Dickinson spent most of her adult life in her corner bedroom, with a writing table, a dresser, a Franklin stove, a clock, a ruby decanter, and pictures on the wall of the writers George Eliot, Elizabeth Barrett Browning, and Thomas Carlyle, writing on scraps of paper and old grocery lists, compiling her poetry, tucking it away in her desk drawer. She eventually wrote more than 1,700 poems, most of them during the Civil War. In 1862 alone, she wrote 366 poems. Her poems came out only after her death in a collection in 1890, heavily edited. It wasn't until 1955 there was a complete edition of her poetry as she had written it, when finally her reputation became clear as the first great lyric poet in American history. Emily Dickinson, who said, "To live is so startling, it leaves little time for anything else." And it's the birthday of the man who made it easier for you to find library books. That was Melville Dewey, born in Adams Center, New York, 1851. He came along at a time when, in most libraries, the books were organized by size and by color, and the librarians had to memorize where different books were located. Melville Dewey came up with the Dewey Decimal System, dividing all human knowledge into 10 main categories and assigning each one a numerical value, so that all books on similar subjects would be shelved near each other. The idea was first published in 1876. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Emily Dickinson on her birthday, the last night that she lived. The last night that she lived, it was a common night. Except the dying, this to us made nature different. We noticed smallest things, things overlooked before, by this great light upon our minds, italicized, as 'twere, that others could exist while she must finish quite. A jealousy for her arose, so nearly infinite. We waited while she passed. It was a narrow time. Too jostled were our souls to speak. At length the notice came. She mentioned and forgot. Then lightly as a reed bent to the water, shivered scarce, consented, and was dead. And we placed the hair and drew the head erect. And then an awful leisure was our faith to regulate. Emily Dickinson's poem, The Last Night That She Lived. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.